Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-1801-0046-2357.
Perfect. Okay, and can I get your name?
Dan Burnham, S&B Foundations.
S&M Foundations?
S&B, as in boy.
Okay. Okay, and what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected?
207-751-7406.
Okay. Okay, if you just want to... Okay, so, you know, we have many programs available. Depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking for so I can help point you in the right direction.
Well, I want to know what your longest terms are.
Okay.
And I want to know what your interest rates are, because this is what I got. I own a foundation company. I have a $50,000 loan left on my forms that were over $100,000. And I have a brand new Ford F-250 pickup that was $52,000, and I only owe $30 on it. So I want to consolidate them loans, and then I want a boom truck and a little more aluminum forms I need to buy. So I'm looking to consolidate the two loans, get enough extra cash to buy a boom truck and the rest of the aluminum gear that I need.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Okay.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I got to keep my payments somewhat close to what I'm at now.
Okay. What are your payments at right now?
About $2,300 a month for the two of them.
$2,300 a month. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So, yeah. So, a little bit about us. Let's just start with the consolidation of the loans. So what we could do, we do have working capital. Are you familiar with the capital loans? Have you ever worked with one before?
Not really.
Okay. So the capital loans, what those are unsecured cash loans. And we can usually free up about 10 to 15% off of your gross annual sales, as cash straight to you. So just out of curiosity, what were your annual sales like last year?
The gross sales was just under $500,000.
Just under $500,000. Okay. Do you know what you're on track for this year?
Probably around the same.
Okay. That's all right. $500,000? It's pretty good. Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, we can usually free up about... So, off with you, we could do about $50,000 to $100,000. The way I like to do things is just get you qualified for the most amount possible and then just work back from there. So, like, let's say if we get you, you know, qualified for $100,000, and you don't need to take all of that right away, you can just take as much as you need. And usually with the working capital, the terms are going to be a little bit shorter just because it is unsecured cash. So you have to realize that it's a little bit more risky, unsecured cash loans. The nice thing is that it is from usually 3 to 36 months on the terms, but for the first time customers, I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to be about 3 to 24 months. And that's only because it's a first time customer thing. We're a relationship based bank, so we like to do business for a very long time. And once you, establish that you can make payments on time and things like that, you actually can, you know, re-up and, you know, get additional funding and longer terms.
That's not going to work, though. That's not going to work. You're saying $100,000 and up to 24 months to pay it.
Well, that's on that. I mean, if you're looking to do that,
a secured loan?
A secured loan?
I mean, I'm talking some money here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, I'm going to buy a new boom truck. I'm going to buy a new aluminum forms that probably $50,000 for them. I need close to $200,000. This thing you sent me said I was pre-qualified for up to $250,000.
Right. Okay. So
I don't mind doing a secured loan.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's totally fine. The thing is that I would start with just the consolidation of the loans themselves, but because there's different options. We also have equipment financing. So that's where I was going to go with the boom truck, was with the equipment. That's going to be your longer terms. That's like your more traditional loan. So if you're looking for a boom truck, just out of curiosity, how much is the boom truck?
Probably about $100,000 or under.
Okay, perfect. So on that, we can definitely do that for longer terms, you know, 2 to 5 year terms. That'd be perfect for that.
I read something in here. You have an affordable fixed rate term for up to 72 months.
I'm sorry, can you say that one time? You kind of broke up.
You got one of the things on here. It says affordable fixed rate term for up to 72 months.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the equipment financing.
Okay, well, that's more than 5 years, ain't it?
72 months? I believe so. Is it? Yeah. Yeah, what I mean.
Years, ain't it?
Let's see here. Yeah, 6 years.
Well, my thought on the consolidation and just taking the cash from you guys, I don't mind putting, when I find them, I got to find this. A boom truck. I got to order the aluminum gear. It takes 8 to 9 weeks for them to build it. You know, the thing with doing different loans is not going to do what I'm after here. I'm trying to consolidate and get one loan payment.
Right. I gotcha.
And I don't mind, you know, my pickups already, they've already used it for collateral. I don't care. You guys, it's brand new. I mean, it's $53,000 pickup.
Okay.
I don't care about using that for collateral. My aluminum forms, the new boom truck when I buy it, I don't care about it. You can use all that for collateral.
Okay. Yeah, we absolutely.
Is that something you can do or not?
Yeah, absolutely. On the equipment side, we can. Sure. For the boom truck, do you have a vendor already?
Not yet. I'm just starting. I got two boom trucks that I'm going to trade in.
Okay.
They're older ones, but they'll go towards it a little bit. So I'm not, I haven't really started looking yet. I mean, I've been looking, but I haven't really gone anywhere yet to push the issue.
Okay. So when do you plan on, you know, looking to get that boom truck? I'm trying to separate here and see what we can do for you, because you know you're looking for a consolidation loan and you're also looking for some new equipment.
But if you guys did what this paper says, this is $250,000 wired directly into your bank account to spend any way I want.
Yes, that is the offer that we sent out to you. And that was actually, it's based off of your initial borrowing history that you had established. And that's just the, you know, the basis of the first look into your business. And we actually have, you know, we still have to look at the health of the business, things like that. So you can't, you are pre-approved for up to $250,000.
I got that.
So, I mean, we can, the nice thing is that let's say if you did $100,000 and you're midway through your term, your initial term, and you needed some additional funding, we can take out more. So even if you need, you know,
$200,000 is squeezing me. 2 years to pay it. That's too much.
Well, like I said, if you get halfway through the initial term or midway through it, we can, you know, open up more.
What's the payment on $100,000?
On $100,000, it depends. There's a bunch of different factors that go into the unsecured cash. You have to remember, it's unsecured cash. It's going to be a little bit more expensive than your regular bank that you usually go through. Do you have a normal bank that you usually go through?
Oh, yes, Camden National. And I don't have to do anything with this. I'm just, like I said, I'm fine where I'm at now. I just don't have quite what I want.
Right.
This came in the mail, so I'm seeing if this will get me there. If it won't, if my payment goes up, then I'll just stay where I'm at and wait it out.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, I definitely think we can definitely help you out with that. You know, what I always go for is, why don't we work on the consolidation first? Because I know you're waiting for that boom truck. Did you have a certain time that you might be looking to get that boom truck?
If I had the funding now, I would be out shopping now, and I would be ordering my aluminum forms now.
Okay. Okay, so why don't we do this?
I mean, I can get the funding. I can go to the dealer and get the funding. I mean, my company's got an A-plus standing. My credit's around 800.
800?
My credit score.
Okay.
Yeah, right around. I can go to the dealer and buy the boom truck today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can go order my aluminum forms and get my credit through them today. But I don't want to do it all that way. I want one loan.
Okay. Let me see here. 800. Sorry, I'm just taking some hand notes here. Old school.
And I would probably be looking for around 180 to 200,000. Will buy me everything I need.
180 to 200,000 will get you everything.
And that will pay off the other two loans that I got on the truck. So you could take the collateral on the truck, and it would pay off the aluminum forms that I got right now.
Okay. And you said you owe 30,000?
Yeah, about 85,000 between the two.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that $100,000, $110,000 will buy me another $100,000 to $110,000 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Would buy me the boom truck and the most of the aluminum forms I need.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do something here. What I always offer, or what I usually say is, I will send you this information, some email. It has, very light paperwork of what we can do to see what we can get for you. It's a lot easier. I can get your harder numbers and see exactly what we can do for you if you just want to get me the paperwork in. And then we can go from there. I can get you a little bit better numbers on what we can do for you.
Okay. Do you have a rough idea on what a loan would be for that? Worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario?
Best case scenario.
Best case scenario would be, very small. It's a very small, rate on that. It's just, it's hard to say. I don't ever give out just a number because I can't. I don't want it to give you a number and then it comes back and it's not even close to that,
I understand that. I'm in business.
Yeah, so,
I do the same thing. But what I don't want to do is go through all this and find out that you're going to lend me $150,000 for 3 years, because that just makes the payment astronomically insane.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the rate you're looking for?
Well, right now, you're not going to beat it. I already understand that. Right now, I'm paying 4.2 on one loan, or 4.5, and then 5.4 on the other loan, or 5.9.
Okay.
Fixed.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, ours is going to be fixed, too. Ours is a fixed payback rate. So, it's not really a rate. It's not like an APR.
Yeah. But you're like 9.9, right?
It's going to be, I don't want to say yes or no to that. It's whatever you really get qualified for, and I'm here to get you qualified for the best. The thing with that is that, you've been working with those banks that get you the 4.2, the 4.9, or whatever you're working with, and you've been doing business with them, and that's where you... I'm guessing that's where you bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you're going to have those fantastic rates, because that's where you bank. Now, if you were to go to any other bank, they wouldn't even give you anything, just because you'd have to switch banks, and they want to know all that stuff. So that's another reason, too. And you have to realize is that if I get you this capital loan here, what is the return on investment here? If you were to get this whole all-in-one loan, one payment with the boom truck and everything, what would your return on investment be? Like, how much can you make with getting this boom truck and having it all on one loan?
I would probably turn the business to about $750,000 a year.
Okay. So you're making about $200,000 profit.
I would think so.
Okay.
It ain't so much. It isn't, in my field, it's not so much the money you're going to make off it. It's how much more, there is money to be made off it, but it's how much more quicker and easier it makes the job.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, that's what I'm looking at here. I'm not looking at I'm going to get 100 more customers because I bought a boom truck. I already have my customer base.
Right.
I'm looking at I can do them faster.
Mm-hmm. You just want to make it easier for yourself. I understand that.
Yeah. It sucks.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Why don't we...
Yeah, it can be...
Let's get you going and see what we can do for you. Because I know, you know... Do you have a... Is there a deadline you want to get this all taken care of? I know you said, you know, this week or something like that.
There's no deadline.
Okay, no deadline. Perfect.
And all I'm trying to do right now is I'm not telling you I'm going to sign a loan with you. I want to know what the deal is.
Sure. Well, the best way I can do that for you, you know, I'm going to
block you. The bottom line is I got to know how long you're going to give me the money for, and it's got to be at least 6 years. And I need to know what my payment's going to be. That's the bottom line. I'm not going to take a heck of a lot more of a payment on.
No, I
know I'm going to take some on, but...
Sure, I got you.
I'm not going to take another $2,000 or $3,000 a month on.
Okay, that's totally understandable. Well, why don't we do this then, Dan? Why don't we... I'll send you the email with a list of stuff that I'll need. This way I can give you harder numbers. I can tell you what your payments... I can tell you exactly everything. Does that sound... Okay, does that sound cool?
Well, which way are we going to go at this? We're going to go at this as just asking for the money, and you deposit it in my account, and I pay it the way I want?
Yeah, so that's
like,
what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you
the paperwork says here. I mean, I'm not really into consolidating the two loans and then going to get the boom truck, and I want to do it all at once.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I can talk, you know, with all my underwriters and see what the best option would be. You know, I have a meeting with them actually today. So if you get this paperwork to me, you know, I can talk to them and see what would be the best way to go about doing this.
I'm not going to get the paperwork to you today.
Okay, well then...
I'm heading out of the office right now, so...
Okay, when do you think you'd be able to get the paperwork?
Well, we'll look at it tonight and see what you need.
Okay, it's really short. It's just... a few things, you know, it's the application. I would fill out both of the applications for the capital and the equipment. That way I can get you better ideas. Tax return and just your 6 months recent bank statements.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
What do you mean by bank statements?
Do you do any kind of online banking?
No.
Okay. If you go to your bank or if you go online, who do you use? Who's your bank?
I use TD Bank and I use Camden National.
Okay. So whoever, if you use them for your deposits and things, if you can go online, and see if you can sign up for like online banking or really however you want to do it, you can go to the bank as well, and get your 6 months of the most recent bank statement. So it'll show, all your deposits, all your withdrawals, things like that.
Alright.
Okay, so that's just...
Send me the stuff you need, and I'll put some more thought in it, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if get that to me, that way I can give you hard numbers.
I'm listening to you here, and I don't think that you're going to be able to get the payments to where I need them.
Well, I can't say yes, I can't say no. The only thing I can say is that send it to me, and the worst thing I can say is no, I can't, and the best thing I can say is yes, I can. So, you know... That's the thing I can say.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Dan. I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Yeah.
All right.